Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. Sin City Radio. Chillin' as you jail. Sin City Radio.
Boss time was good, dog. SinCity.Truth.com.
Sin City Radio.
We're on a mission from God.
SinCity.Spoof.com.
You need people like me so you can point your fucking fingers and say that's the bad guy.
We built this shit!
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
Niggas, and yo, I know you ain't talking about me, dog. You? What?
Fuck Jay-Z.
You been on my dick, nigga. You love my style, nigga.
Fuck
with your soul like ether. Well, teach you the king, you know you. Nah. Godson across the belly.
Lose.
I prove you lost already. Brace yourself for the main event. Y'all impatiently waiting. It's like an AIDS test. What's the result? Not positive. Who's the best? Pac, Nas, and Big. Ain't no best. East, west, north, south, flaw style greeting. I embrace y'all with napalm. Blows up, no guts, left chest, face gone. How can I be garbage? Send me autos at your cottage. Burn it at the side of your dome. Come out of my throne, I got this. Lock since 9-1, I am the truest. Name a rapper that I ain't influenced. Gave y'all chapters, but now I keep my eyes on the Judas. With the wine, Sophie fame, kept my name in his music. Check it out. Fuck with your soul like ether.
Well,
teach you the king, you know you.
Nah.
Godson across the belly.
Lose.
I prove you lost already. Hey, yo, pass me the weeds. Put my ashes out on these niggas, man. Hey, yo, you faggots, y'all kneel and kiss the motherfucking ring. Fuck with your soul like ether.
Well,
teach you the king, you know you.
Nah.
Godson across the belly.
Lose.
I prove you lost already.
I've been
fucked over, left for dead, distant, forgotten. Luck ran out. They hope that I'd be gone, stiff and rotten. Y'all just piss on me, shit on me, spit on my grave. Talk about me, laugh behind my back, but in my face, shot some well wishes. Friendly acting, envy, hiding snakes. With your hands out for my money, man, how much can I take when the streets keep calling? Heard it when I was asleep that this Gazy and Cockefeller Records wanted beef. Started cocking up my weapon, slowly loading up this ammo to explode it on a camel and his soldiers. I can handle this Fedomo and his manuscript. Shit sounds stupid when KRS already made an album called Blueprint. First, Biggie's your man, then you got the nerve to say that you better than Big. Dick sucking lips, won't you let the late great veteran live?
Well, nah.
Godson across the belly,
lose.
I prove you lost already. The king is back. Where my crown at?
Ill will, rest in peace, let's do it, niggas. Fuck with your soul like ether. Teach you the king, you know you. Godson across the belly. I prove you lost already. Y'all niggas deal with emotions like bitches. What's sad is I love you cause you're my brother. You traded your soul for riches. My child, I've watched you grow up to be famous. And now I smile like a proud dad watching his only son that made it. You seem to be only concerned with dissing women. Were you abused as a child, scared to smile? They called you ugly? Well, life is harsh, hug me. Don't reject me or make records to disrespect me, blatant or indirectly. In 88, you was getting chased to your building, calling my crib, and I ain't even give you my numbers. All I did was give you a style for you to run with, smiling in my face, glad to break bread with the guard, wearing jazz chains, no text, no cash, no cars, no jail bars, jigger, no pies, no case, just Hawaiian shirts, hanging with Little Chase. You a fan, a phony, a fake, a pussy, a stand. I still whip your ass. You 36 in a karate class, you Thai boho, trying to work it out, you trying to get brolic. Ask me if I'm trying to kick knowledge. Nah, I'm trying to kick the shit you need to learn though. The ether, the shit that make your soul burn slow. Is he Dame Diddy, Dame Daddy, or Dame Dummy? Oh, I get it. You Biggie and he's Puffy. Yeah. Rockefeller died of AIDS, that was the end of his chapter. And that's the guy y'all chose to name your company after? Put it together. I rock hoes, y'all rock fellas. And now y'all trying to take my spot, fellas? Philly Top Rock fellas. Put you in a dry spot, fellas. In a pine box with 9 shots for my Glock, fellas. Foxy got you hot cause you kept your face in a puss. What you think, you getting girls now cause of your looks? Negro, please, huh. You know mustache having with whiskers like a rat compared to beans you whack. And your man stabbed on and made you take the blame, you ass. Went from jazz to hanging with Kane to Irv to Big. And Eminem murdered you on your own shit. You a dick riding faggot, you love the attention. Queens niggas run you niggas, ask Russell Simmons. Huh, R.O.C. get gunned up and clap quick. J.J. Evans get gunned up and clap quick. Your whole damn record label gunned up and clap quick. Sean Carter to Jay-Z, damn you on jazz dick. So Little Shorty's getting gunned up and clap quick. How much of Biggie's rhymes is gonna come out your fat lips? Wanted to be on every last one of my classics. You pop shit, apologize, nigga, just ask Kiss.
Yeah. took some music till you got on.
Yeah. Okay, so what are we supposed to do?
All right, this is how we're going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Get ready. Just let me know you're ready. Now, I'm going to mute myself, so that way you won't hit none of my background. So all you're going to hear is yourself. So, I mean, you read it. Ad-lib, anything you want to put in. This is yours. You going to rock it how you want to do it.
Oh, okay. So I just basically just do it how I wrote it.
Yeah, just do it how you wrote it. And, I mean, you know, you feel the urge to throw a or ah or something now. All right, because, I mean, my whole thing is this. With, like, I don't know if you listen to, like, some of the other people's chronicles.
No, not really.
And with them, it's like they just read it, like, so it's like, you know, I mean, you want to do it like you really trying to grab everybody's attention.
Okay.
That's what I tell everybody. Like, if you want to do it, do it like you really want to grab everybody's attention. And, I mean, once you finish, I mean, we could do it like if you feel like, all right, well, I want to do it over, we'll do it over. And you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like I said, whichever one, I mean, you might nail it on one tape. But now,
okay,
don't,
so basically,
like if you stumble over a word or you get into a pause, don't worry about it. Because just keep going, because we can edit all that.
Oh, okay.
And so once we do the editing, we put the music to the back, the music in the background. So whenever you're ready, just say you're ready.
Okay, so already, it doesn't matter.
All right, let's go. Take one.
I'm saying, so what, I listen to a beep or something? I know when to start reading. Hello?
Yeah, you just read when you're ready.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm ready.
All right, reading now. Take one.
I was at the gas station in line, paying for my gas. As I'm leaving, he's held in the door for me. I said, well, thank you. He said, no problem, baby girl. As I was pumping my gas, he approaches me. He says, what's up, Ma? I replied, nothing much. He said, what's your name? I said, Kitty. He said, mine's Twine. He asked if he could get my number. I paused for a minute. So he gave me his instead, saying, hit me up. So I did. I called him from my phone right there. He says, I got it, Mom. And we leave. I get home, cooking, cleaning, listen to the music. My phone rings. It's him. I had the biggest grin on my face. He stood like 6 feet, maybe 220 pounds, a man. Scrumptious. He says, may I speak to Kitty? I said, this is she. He says, what are you doing? I said, nothing much, cooking, bored. He asked, why is that? I said, I don't know. It's Wednesday and I have nothing to do. So he asked if he could come and kick it with me. Now I'm very skeptical about letting people come to my house for the first time and all, but I was like, fuck it. I'll take the chance. So I said, okay. He asks, what you drinking, Ma? Nice, I said to myself. Ciroc, peach. He said, okay, I got you. What's your address? So I give it to him. Now, in between time, you already know, ladies, getting ready. House clean, glasses are nice, ready. Showered, smelling good, looking sexy, fresh, pussy fresh as hell. Damn, I'm ready. And then the phone rings. He says, I'm outside. Damn, I'm excited. So he comes in, looking good, swag on 10, goatee, bald head, delicious. I got the music channel bumping. So we started sipping, talking, getting more acquainted. It went from introduction to seduction, very sexual. He was saying how big his dick is to me. I'm saying how fat my pussy is, which was starting to tingle with all the sex talk. He asked if he could have a kiss, saying he loved my lips. Okay. So I said yes. So we began to kiss, kissing tongue to tongue, very slowly and passionately. Then he started touching and grabbing my ass, pulling me closer to him, feeling his rock hard dick pressing against me. While I'm rubbing his bald head, damn, I done got all hot and ready to where I said, fuck it. If it's going to be a one-night stand, I'm going to fuck the shit out of him. So I invited him upstairs to the chocolate factory. Yes, you know, a woman's boom, boom, boom. Fellas, you already know. He comes in, I lock the door, turn on the surround sound, playing the woman's only, number 12. You already know, it's about to get a little loud in here. We begin kissing more as he began taking my clothes off and me his. I'm thinking, damn, he's going to fuck the shit out of me with that thick-ass dick. He asks, you like that? I say, hell yeah. He taking my lace panties off and laid me down on the bed. As he began eating my already moistened pussy with his long, warm tongue sticking it deep inside of my wet, creamy hole as I began to moan. Grabbing his bald head, rolling that pussy in a circle of motion on that tongue as he playing with my nipples. Oh, my God. Until I started moving, shaking, trying to get away. My pussy is about to explode. He says, where you think you're going? Why are you wrapping his arms around my thighs, locking my pussy to his mouth, sucking and sucking harder and harder as I started to come, releasing my cream inside his mouth. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Stop. Please stop. Damn, I said, as he came up from my juices all on his beard. He slid his extremely hard dick inside of my pussy that is now numb and dripping wet, pounding and pounding. As I'm scratching the headboard, he says, this is some good-ass pussy. Then he pulls out. He climbs on top of me, stick his dick in my mouth, tasting my own juices from my pussy. He's gagging my throat with his dick, my slob running out my mouth, down my neck. He pulls out and back into my creamy pussy with the legs spread wide to the max. He says, fuck this, bend that ass over. He smacked it, then put his throbbing hard dick back in my pussy while grabbing my hair. Fucking me so hard, the balls are smacking my clit. Damn. As I'm on. Now I'm extremely wet. Pussy dripping. Saying, put it in my ass, baby, please. And he paused and he said, are you sure? I replied, yes. Then he pulls out of my pussy and slowly inserts it into my wet ass. His dick is hard as I'm moaning. Shit. Shit. Oh, damn. But they're getting wetter and wetter as he pumping in and out, going deeper and deeper in my wet ass. I'm getting very intense. I'm pulling the pillow closer to my mouth to keep me from screaming. Finally, it's right. Yeah, and I'm ready. And he says, you're going to think about me when I'm gone. I promise. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, right. As he fucking me now, I'm wet, wide open. I'm wanting to talk his shit because I'm ready. Fuck me. Fuck me harder, harder. Take that ass. Take it. Then he says, grunting at me. Hell yeah. Said, baby. He said, I'm about to come. He said, where you want to put it? I said, leave it in there because I'm coming too, baby. We both shooting juices dripping from my ass as he pulls out. He turns me around. Started kissing me, saying, I'm not done with you yet. That was just a taste. But I like that in you. And I'm like, damn, is he serious? I looked at the phone. I'm like, damn, 2 hours plus. My pussy throbbing, my ass wet. I'm tired. Damn, that shit was good as hell. So as I'm walking him to the door, he asked me if he could come through tomorrow and finish what he started. With no hesitation, I said yes. damn, that nigga got me wide open. I'm thinking to myself as he's kissing me goodnight. 30 minutes later, my phone rings. It's him. Oh, my God. I'm sitting there smiling from ear to ear. He says, hey, baby, what you doing? You thinking about me? I reply, yes. So we talked about 10 or 15 more minutes and got off the phone. I showered, then I'm heading to bed, and I thought, damn, he wasn't lying. And I'm thinking about his ass while he's gone. Ain't that some shit? But hell, he did leave me something to think about until tomorrow. So until then, part two of my one night stand, you all. Much love.
Oh, yeah, we got a winner there. We got a winner.
You like that?
Yeah, I like that. I like my... Nah, I think time on here.
Huh?
I think time on here.
Time. Yeah, I'm here, man. Yeah, I heard it.
What's the thing,
yeah,
dog?
I like it.
It was good. I didn't hit no mistakes, neither.
Yeah,
oh, you didn't? Actually, I made a couple, but I kind of like went on through it and just switched the words around a little bit.
I was saying, I improvise. That's the best thing to do. There's a lot of motherfuckers I didn't deal where I'm thinking like I just went totally off the paper. So, yeah.
Well, I do a lot of poetry and stuff, so.
That was a winner. I like it. Like I say. What you think, Tom?
I think we should roll with it on Wednesday, man.
Okay.
That's what's up. All right, now, any certain music you want for the background?
On my women's only CD. Oh, my God.
Yeah, because you pressed the player on the CD.
Yeah, my women's only, you know, the one that gets me my T-shirt and panties on is my shit.
T-shirt and my panties?
Yeah,
Dina Howard.
But I don't know, but it's cool. Whatever y'all think to go with is cool with me, too.
Okay, that's the perfect song to go with it.
Yeah, so, I mean,
damn. Yeah. You want to take that, boy? We good.
Huh?
I said that was one take. We good.
Okay, well, that's cool.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying?
It's
easy to write shit when it's true, you know?
Hey, I concur.
Yeah, it's easy.
I get to listen to it. Oh, yeah, it should be ready by Wednesday. We're going to make sure we have it done and playing by Wednesday.
Oh, okay, that's cool. That's cool. I appreciate
Wednesday
that.
Night. Wednesday night, you will premiere.
Okay, that's cool. So, this will be the only time I get the right one because, you know, I got parts.
Hey, start writing part two of it.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Part two just as good. We run that next
year. Oh, yeah. Part three was decent after that.
Oh, yeah. We'll run it the following Wednesday.
Oh, okay. So, y'all do Chronicles on Wednesday?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll do the Chronicles on Wednesday.
Well, thank y'all for listening.
Oh, shit. Hey, well, like you said, you want the motherfucker to grab their dick.
Yeah.
Hey, if you go on the site, and leave me an email, and I'll send it to you when I finish looking it up.
Cool.
And you can hear it before Wednesday if you want.
Yeah,
just put your email in my inbox.
Okay, so put it on Father Time's inbox?
Yeah, on the site. Yeah. And I'll email it to you when I get done with it.
Okay, that's fine. All right, gentlemen.
All right, baby. All right,
thank y'all for listening.
No problem. Yeah. All right. Bye-bye. All
right.
Man, I like that one, man. That was pretty good.
Yeah, it was.
She got off
the very beginning of it, though.
Now, she was into it. That's what I liked about it. She was into it from beginning to end.
Oh, shit, that's what's up.
That's one of the better ones that the motherfucker done did. You know what I'm saying?
She volunteered to do it.
Right. You know what I'm saying? I'll say that's one of the better ones. It's like she did it. You know, wasn't she didn't just like, well, this would happen, and then he pulled his dick out, and then he stuck it in my ass. Wasn't none of that. She got into it.
Sound like a winner.
That's for shit, man. Break your magic, brother.
Well, end the show so I can download it.
All right, I'm about to end it now.
All right, I'll probably start working on it probably later on tonight.
Okay, cool. Shit. Let me know when you finish.
All right, I'll shoot it to you.
All right, bet.
All right, later.